The Amnesty International has criticized Qatar for its mistreatment of migrant workers. The UK-based rights body, in a report, says foreign domestic workers there face abuse, including forced labor, as well as physical and sexual violence. Qatar faces a similar criticism over the plight of workers preparing venues for the 2022 World Cup. Bahraini regime forces have attacked mourners attending a funeral procession for two anti-government activists in the village of Maqsha. Police fired tear gas and birdshot to disperse people who chanted slogans against the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. Scores of people have been killed in the kingdom's harsh crackdown on dissent since 2011. Syria has shipped out or destroyed over 86% of its declared chemical weapons stockpiles. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says a consignment delivered to the Syrian port of Latakia on Tuesday was the 17th since Damascus began removing its arsenal under a U.S.-Russia deal brokered last year. A UN committee has failed to take action against the United States for its refusal to grant a visa to Iran's newly appointed UN envoy. Washington has banned Hamid Abutalibi from entering its soil because of what it calls his role in the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran back in 1979. At least two people have lost their lives in a fresh U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. Police say the victims of the attack in eastern Kunar province were two Taliban commanders from Pakistan and Afghanistan. Washington uses its pilotless aircraft for controversial targeted killings in Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, has ordered the resumption of what he calls an anti-terror operation in the east of the country. Turchynov's call comes as pro-Russian demonstrations continue in the region. The authorities in Kiev, that is, say they have recovered the bodies of two people who were brutally tortured near the city of Slavyansk. Brazilians in Rio de Janeiro slum have gone on a rampage over the death of a young man they blame on the police. The slum residents showered glass bottles and homemade explosives down a busy road in the Copacabana area. Police responded with live fire, but there's no word yet on injuries. And the biggest and the lengthiest parliamentary elections ever in India has crossed halfway mark. The 9-phase electoral process began on April the 7th and will end on May the 12th, with final results due on May the 16th. More than 800 million Indians are eligible to cast their ballots.